We start hour number two by having another one of those conversations. We are joined by a former Charlotte edge rusher. He was named to the 2020 NFL All-Combine team as an edge rusher, an All-American, a two-time first-team All-Conference player. He was fourth in the country in sacks with 14. He was fifth in the nation with 21.5 tackles for a loss. And again, the NFL draft does get underway on Thursday night. Alex Highsmith is my guest. Alex, you've got an amazing story, which I want to get into. But before we do that, how are you and the people around you doing during this pandemic?
Oh, so just, you know, first I want to say thank you for having me on, Jim. So I've been here in Wilmington the past month, so I've been back home. You know, it's been good to be able to spend time with family and everything. So, you know, I found good places to train and good places, you know, to work out. So, you know, it's been good, but it's definitely a weird time we're in. You know, it's you know, I know everyone's going through this, and we've never been through anything like this before. So, but you know, I really know we're going to come out stronger from this. So, I just encourage everyone to continue to stay safe and just know, So I just know that I'm working out and I'm staying in shape, and so I'm just ready for this week, so it's exciting.
Well said. Alex Highsmith, my guest, and I appreciate you coming on. Alex, thanks so much. Now, we're just a few days away from you hearing your name called at the draft, but you touched on this, so let me just follow up. What's it been like to continue to train and then meet with teams via FaceTime and video conference calls instead of actually sitting down face-to-face, because that is really different?
Yeah, it's definitely different. You know, over the past 4 weeks, you know, just doing the FaceTime and Zoom calls with teams, you know, probably talked to and met with, you know, almost half the teams in the league. So, you know, it's been pretty cool. It's definitely different, but, you know, it's still good to be able to take advantage, you know, of technology and be able to call coaches and, you know, talk to some head coaches and stuff like that too. So, you know, it's been good, but just like I said, I'm super excited for, you know, later this week, and I can't wait to see where I end up.
Hey, Alex, I'm curious, what's it like? Like, when you sit down for a Zoom call, do you treat that thing like any other job interview, and do you get dressed up for the part, or are you pretty much just going to go with whatever you're wearing at that time? I mean, do you bring that same level of intensity to it?
Most of my interviews, I've worn, you know, one of my 49er polo shirts, so I try to, you know, look as good as possible. You know, my hair didn't look too good, you know, because I couldn't really find a place to get a haircut
right.
The past month. I just got one, but, you know, I just really, you know, I try to take each one of them like a job interview. I know that, you know, how important they are. And so I just came into them with the same mindset that I had with them in the combine.
Alex Highsmith, getting ready for the draft. Now, I ran down part of your resume at the top of the interview, but that's only part of the story. If we were to go back to when you were playing high school football at Ashley High in Wilmington, the story goes you were a little over 200 pounds and playing linebacker at that time. So what were you like as a player at that point?
So at that time, you know, like you said, I was just over 200 pounds. So I was like taller and skinny, but I played inside back. We ran a 3-3 stack. So I was a Mike backer. So, you know, before I got to college, I'd never really passed rush before. You know, I feel like, you know, that's what hurt me, you know, with getting off, with not being able to get any offers really because of my size. But, you know, it's definitely funny, you know, going back and watching my film and seeing, you know, how skinny I was back then and how I played that middle backer spot.
I mean, the story's amazing, right? Like, you were not getting a lot of attention, as you point out, from schools. And then you played Haggard High School, who was coached by Scott Braswell. His son was a graduate assistant at Charlotte at that time. And you asked Scott Braswell if there was any chance he could pass your film on to his son and the staff at Charlotte. What inspired you to do that, and then what happened next?
You know, Charlotte was the place that I wanted to go. So, you know, I feel like that's what inspired me to do that. You know, besides Charlotte, my other interest, you know, the teams that are looking at me were Furman and Davidson, and Furman, you know, a private school in South Carolina, the SCS school. I really enjoyed my visit there, but, you know, they only they offered me a partial scholarship. You know, I still would have been paying more out of state to go there than if I would have gone to Charlotte. So, I remember the first time I went to Charlotte is actually after I visited Davidson for a junior day. I went there and just fell in love with the campus, you know, just the idea of being part of a startup program was something, you know, that just really intrigued me, you know, just getting there, you know, I wanted to leave the place better than I found it. And so, you know, it's just pretty cool that I had that connection with Coach Braswell and his son. So, I'm just glad they gave me a chance and made the most of it.
All right. So you loved it there, and then they invited you to walk on. What was it like when you received that news?
Oh, it was pretty cool. So actually, I didn't know I was going to be team until like June, right before I came. So I gone to orientation and stuff like that. And I went to orientation after I found out. But at first, I was rooming with some of my best friends from high school. And then I remember it was in June. I didn't know it was going to be the team at the time. I went on a couple of visits. I went to a spring practice in the spring game. And then I remember June, I got an email saying my dorm's been switched to the football dorm. So that's kind of when I found out. You know, I didn't make the initial 105, but I went, came the first day of school, you know, just made the most of my opportunity.
Alex Highsmith joining us. So that had to be really cool. And then you just start to go to work and you put the work in. And then in 2017, you were awarded a scholarship. What did it mean to see that hard work pay off the way it did?
It meant so much, you know, just how much God's grace and my hard work has got me in my life. You know, it was just so amazing to see. And, you know, I remember that day. I remember Coach Lambert called me into his office. And I was actually heading home that day because I didn't know, because I wasn't planning on coming back for summer workouts, you know, if I didn't get a scholarship because I didn't want my parents to have to pay for school. So I remember he called me in his office, told me his scholarship. You know, I looked at this guy, said, and thank you, Jesus, and thank you for just everything, you know, that I've been blessed with. And I just almost, like, I didn't cry in front of him, but I was starting to. And then I remember I told all my boys and I told all my teammates and I remember I was going to home to see my family that day since I was going home. So I waited to tell them until I saw them face-to-face at my house. I remember how much joy they had when I told them I got a scholarship. But, you know, that wasn't the end-all, be-all goal for me. That was just something to springboard me to do bigger and better things.
Still, that must have been such an amazing moment to come home and share that with your family. So you kind of lead me to my next point, Alex. Like, at that point, when you get that scholarship, so you got a spot, then you got a scholarship. Were you thinking about the NFL at that point, or were you focused on just making an impact on your team?
You know, the NFL, you know, definitely was in my mind, you know. But, you know, at the same time, it was more focused on making an impact on my team. And something that I really learned over the past 3 years, you know, my goals have always been in my mind, but something I've learned, you know, is to truly fall in love with the process, to not worry about the results and just, you know, to do the little things right day to day, week to week, month to month, and let the results handle themselves. So, yes, the NFL is definitely still a dream of mine. It's definitely something I still was aiming for, but, you know, I'm really that year or something, you know, that I was trying to make as much of an impact on my team that year. And so and the next year I ended up earning a starting spot in 2018, and that's, you know, really when the NFL started to become a reality for me.
I want to ask about 2018 before you go. That was an amazing year because you broke out in a huge way. You set a school record for 17.5 tackles for loss. You were a first-team all-conference selection. So what was that season like for you?
It was great. You know, it was a heck of a season. You know, we were so close to making a bowl game. I really feel like we should have that year, but, you know, we were such a great defense that year. You know, I didn't play defensive in that year. I played a 4-I. And, you know, I feel like, you know, what made us such a good defense is everyone sacrificed something. You know, my original position was a defensive end and ended up playing 4-I. You know, while our other defensive end ended up playing middle backer in our scheme. But, you know, it was a scheme that ended up working because, you know, we had an amazing defensive coach, and Glenn Spencer, who's now at South Florida. And so it was just an amazing year. I still remember the game we played Tennessee, and you know we had one of our best defensive games of the year against them. And so it was just an awesome year. And so I was just glad to be able to you know have a breakout year that year.
Talking to Alex Highsmith for a couple of minutes. You know, I've had your head coach Will Healy on the program. I love the energy that he brings to it and the atmosphere that you guys all created in Club Lit. What was it like to play for him?
It was awesome. You know, I still remember the first meeting he came. You know, his introductory press conference day, he came and he just started clapping it up in the meeting, and you know we were kind of like caught off guard. And you know, but he just the energy that he brings to that program is so awesome. You know, he always preaches on passion, energy, enthusiasm, and positivity. And so, you know, that's something that has been instilled in me, you know, especially this past year. You know, no matter what's going on, how the season's going, you know, I'm still going to be the same person. That's what I've been preaching to teams. You know, I'm still going to have the same work ethic and bring the same energy every single day. And I still remember the very first Club Lit when we beat Gardner Webb, and he came in and took his shirt off and started jumping and dancing. I was like, yo, this is crazy. So, but it was awesome. And, you know, just thankful for everything that, you know, Coach Lee's done for me and just our whole program and, you know, Charlotte's and amazing hands with him and the rest of their staff, for
it's
sure.
It's so funny, right when you mentioned that you said that he came in, he was clapping it up. We rolled some video here on the CBS Sports Network, and the video, of course, is him clapping it up, just clapping it up, bringing the energy, bringing the passion. Mm-hmm. And in addition to all of this, Alex, as some people know, you're a child actor, and you appeared in Dawson's Creek. Now, when I say child actor, you appeared on the show as a baby. How much pride is there for you in knowing that you have an acting credit to your name?
It's pretty cool. You know, that's really you know, a family secret of ours, and it's kind of gotten out.
Not anymore, it's not, you know, my man.
Not anymore, it's not. People are starting to find out about it now, but, you know, it is pretty cool. You know, look back, we still have the season one in my house, and so I'm probably going to try to watch it this week, and I'm wondering if they're going to pull it up on draft day or something like that. It'd be pretty cool, but yeah. It's cool to look back and see, you know, that I was a baby actor, and I had, like, three scenes of me crying, so It was pretty cool to see, for sure.
That's awesome. All right, so after everything you have been through, starting with your career as a baby actor and grinding it out, walking on, getting a scholarship, becoming an all-conference player, and getting all this notoriety, do you have any idea what it's going to feel like when you get that call and you know you're going to be playing in the NFL?
I already know what it's going to be like. I already know that I'm going to be emotional. I'm not going to cry right away, but when that happens, I'm going to be emotional and I see my mom, she's going to be really emotional, so that's when I'm going to start getting emotional as well. And so it's going to be awesome. You know, I'm going to, you know, have my parents there, my girlfriend there, my best friends there, and so my sister will be there as well. So, it's, you know, I plan on having a lot more people, but, you know, it's going to be awesome, you know, to have the people that I love the most there.
It's going to be amazing. NFL draft gets underway on Thursday night. He's a former Charlotte edge rusher, named to the 2020 NFL All-Combine team as an edge rusher and All-American as well. Alex Highsmith. Alex, great to have you on. Thanks so much. Good luck this week with the draft, and I'm really curious to see where you end up.